Brexit's Farage says illegal boat migrant crisis is a national emergency. By Kurt Zindelka on August 24, 2022. The flood of illegal immigrants crossing the English Channel from the beaches of France constitutes a national emergency that has been ignored by Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Brexit leader Nigel Farage has said. Following a record-setting number of daily crossings set on Monday, with nearly 1,300 migrants crossing the channel in small boats, Nigel Mr. Brexit Farage has warned that the crisis will only grow, saying you ain't seen nothing yet. The GB News host said that with the surge in migrants crossing the Mediterranean into Europe from Africa and the Middle East, the UK will likely be on the receiving ends of further waves of migrants. What other European country gives them a four-star hotel room? What other European country gives them dental care? Medical care? 3 square meals a day, 38 quid a week spending money, and the chance to work in the illegal economy. They all want to come here, Farage explained. The Brexiteer said that it is not only a national crisis in terms of the pressures mass migration has on the already strained housing sector and the healthcare system, but most importantly in terms of national security, noting the clarion call that ISIS made prior to the European migrant crisis in 2014. That they would seek to infiltrate migrant populations to wage war on the West and the disbelievers. Mr. Farage noted that 5 of the 8 ISIS terrorists in the 2015 Bataclan attack in Paris previously crossed the Mediterranean as boat migrants. We are now letting in tens of thousands of undocumented young males. They throw their passports, their mobile phones into the English Channel. We cannot track who they are, we cannot see whether they've got serious criminal records. We are becoming a much less safe country as a result of this, and that's why this is now an emergency. But of course ignored by Boris Johnson. Mr. Farage is not alone in expressing concern over the potential national security risks posed by illegal immigration, which has seen over 23,000 arrive on British shores since the start of the year. Indeed, in July, a report from the Independent Chief Inspector of Borders and Immigration found that the lax security screenings of migrants poses a national security risk. The report found that migrant checks have become inexcusably awful, that border officials are failing to complete even the most basic of due diligence, such as recording names and fingerprints. The failings have seen scores of illegals disappear into the country after absconding from taxpayer-funded hotel accommodations, further raising the specter of a potential national security threat. Concerns have also been expressed over reports that previously deported criminals from Albania, including violent offenders and drug dealers, have been exploiting the waves of illegal migration to sneak back into the country. Mr. Farage concluded by issuing another warning to the Conservative Party, saying that the illegal immigrant crisis will lose the governing party more votes among red-wall Brexit voters than the inflation and energy crises, and therefore the next Prime Minister must get tough and free the UK from the European Court of Human Rights, ECHR. And finally deliver on the promise of taking back control of the borders. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.